New optimism. That's thanks to Senator John McCain's declaration. He will return to the Capitol for the roll call vote, despite his recent diagnosis with brain cancer. In Israel, the security cabinet has decided to remove metal detectors set up recently at the entrance to a holy site, which angered Muslims.
It announced that sophisticated technology will be used instead of the devices. It did not elaborate on when the metal detectors would be removed or what would replace them. Israeli media earlier reported high-resolution cameras capable of detecting hidden objects would be the alternative. It said Israel would boost forces in the area until the plan is implemented. Israel erected the metal detectors after Arab gunmen killed two policemen from inside the shrine, holy to Muslims and Jews, earlier this month. The move incensed the Muslim world and triggered violence. Keith Peters reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday down 67 points at 21,513. This is SRN.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM, KEXB.
Good morning out there in Radio Land. It is time to get fired up. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew. It is 620 AM KEXB. We are Facebook Live Challenge this morning. We're on it, but boy, we're dropping phones and people are face planting and they don't even know it. And so we're trying to unface plant people.
Howdy, folks. How is everybody today?
So we got Kathy on to my left, and she's already said howdy. We've got Sharavius calling in from Hot Atlanta. Good morning, Sharavius. Hello? Is Sharavius there? Knock, knock, knock. Sharavius?
He's falling asleep and he can't get up.
Good morning, folks. Kathy. And Judge, what are you all doing over there?
We're waiting for the peaches to be delivered.
They too juicy for you, Big Daddy. Too juicy for you.
Ooh, really? Okay. Too juicy for me? Well, I got something juicy for you. How about we microchip you? How does that sound?
Let me guess. This is something Republicans are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Republicans are not doing it.
How did you know, Sharavius? Come on.
What's new from the administration?
Well, actually, you know what? Before we talk about microchipping, I'd like to talk about... especially since my son's a Boy Scout, Jamboree, which is the big annual Boy Scout camp out, big
Jamboree.
National event. Yeah, it's President of the United States, President Trump, went and spoke there yesterday. Actually, one of my dear friends, Danielle, her husband Jay, dear friend of mine as well, him and his son are out there for the camp out. And since he's active military, he got to sit on the front row and said it was amazing and it was so cool. So,
Kathy, quickly.
I love it.
News flash. Are you ready for news flash?
Oh, I don't want a news flash.
It's a news flash.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. News flash time. No. Kathy, real quick, what is the Jamboree? Of course, it is the national gathering of all members.
Of Boy Scouts.
Of the Boy Scouts and their Boy Scout leaders.
Yep.
And Donald Trump, the first president, you're saying, right?
From what I've heard, he is the first president, first sitting active president to come and speak to that troop during this summer event. And it's a really big deal.
Now, I thought Eisenhower did.
I don't know if he did it while he was president or maybe after.
I thought Eisenhower did. Maybe
and he might have, but still, current day?
Yeah, no, it hasn't happened.
I mean, you know.
So anyway, so you were saying, so now we've told everybody what it is.
Yes, and so, sorry, I'm in my head, I already know what it is because I'm a Boy Scout mom and a former troop leader. But anyways, he was extremely patriotic. You know, Boy Scouts is all about serving God and country and community and your family. And so it's good stuff, you know. I think it's a great show of support for a great organization. And I was thrilled to hear it, and especially see some pictures from my friend who was out there. And then I also thought it was cool that the president said any of the dads who are troop leaders who are out here who are active military or retired military, the front row was reserved for them. And I just thought that was really cool. I think that's it goes back to putting America first, making America great again, giving people pride in our country, and I'm all about that. So
I've got a soundbite from that if you guys want.
So, Sharavius, were you a Boy Scout, Sharavius?
No, I was no, I can't say that on the air. No, here's what I was going to say is that I'm glad that the Boy Scouts has also become a more openly organization as well, you know, to allow anyone, despite your sexuality, to be a part of the Boy Scouts. So I think that's a good thing as well.
Oh, yes. And here's the thing. That's one of those things that because I have a lot of parents who are like, well, how did you feel about that? And, you know, I think every troop, every individual troop is it. They're like, we go through a church. Our troop is through our church. And so it's a big deal. I mean, we're kind of in a bubble. We don't, the boys don't even know about the national issues going on, kind of a thing, because Scouts, and this is what I don't like when people politicize organizations like the Scouts. The Scouts are a great organization. They're, like I said, it's all about God and country and community and family and serving those folks, serving the people who you love and who you surround yourself with. And it teaches boys to be men at a young age. And I think that's great. So I hate it when anybody politicizes it. And that's why I'm glad the president went out and just, you know, gave him a shout out and said, hey, thanks for doing what you're doing. Because it's not easy to be a Boy Scout. I mean, you know, my son is getting ready to achieve the life rank here sometime in the fall, hopefully, knock on wood, fingers crossed. And it's not easy. You know, that's the step right before Eagle, and it's a hard row to hoe.
It is. Folks, this segment's been brought to you by DFW Roofing Repair, J. Paul Roofing. Go to www.dfwroofingrepair.com. Been serving since 2005 and servicing the industry here in Texas since 2010. Home offices are in Richardson, Texas. They have people standing by that are insurance claim specialists ready to assist you with your claim. It's important to make sure that you know somebody that knows how to handle the industry. Also, it's a very big deal. They've got workman's comp they carry on all their employees, even though it's not required in Texas, but they do it to protect our homeowners. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're certified with 7 out of the 10 major roofing manufacturers. Folks, go with a company that will make sure they guarantee you a quality product for a fair price. Call 972-729-9546. That's 972-729-9546. You know, Kathy, talking about Boy Scouts,
yes,
we've
sir.
We've got presidents that were Boy Scouts and Eagle Scouts. We've got leaders of industry. We have got people that are just good old-fashioned Americans that hold down good jobs. They're responsible family members, provides a little structure, gives them a good activity. You know, my theory has always been that if you have a child who doesn't have anything going on, then you've got a child that's in danger because that child is not plugging into something to give them an interest. And as they get older, their interest could change from the standpoint of, hey, we're hanging out with mom and dad, to since I've got nothing I'm plugged into, I'm going to plug into what is not going on.
Yeah, and the not good stuff out there, which unfortunately there's a lot of that. And the thing about when you meet somebody who's an Eagle Scout, and I like Senator Van Taylor, who calls in every Wednesday and will be calling in tomorrow from special session, he's an Eagle Scout. And that's one of the things that there's not any other thing that as a kid that you can do that carries as much clout as when you're an adult as an Eagle Scout ranking does. You know, it is what it is, and it's not easy. So the kids who are in it and get that high, it's good stuff.
All right, folks. Well, I'll tell you what. When we come back, we're going to be talking about microchipping human beings, and not just any human beings, but those here in the United States. It is happening. It is real. It is not sci-fi anymore.
George Orwell, 1984.
Yep, or Ray Bradbury for sure. Yeah, Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we come. Load it and get ready to go.
This is not Chuck Snopes. It's legit.
It's legit. Lock and load, folks. We'll be right back. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew.
Did President Obama ever come to a jamboree?
620 AM, KEXB, experts in business in North Texas.
Good morning, friends. We take our first look at traffic for the morning here on 620 AM, KEXB. We have road work in the clearing stages taking place in Fort Worth 183 eastbound between Amon Carter and County Line. You're stopped back to about Murphy Drive. So give yourself some extra time if you are traveling in that area. Other than that, we just have it's a pretty quiet commute in this 6 o'clock hour. That's a look at traffic right here on 620 AM KEXP.
Want to know the best-kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips. Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Right here on 620 AM KEXP. Experts in business.
Hey, it's time to talk about our friends over at Total Med Solutions. We've been talking about the weight loss program for several months now, but there's much more services there. We're talking about hormone therapies, wrinkle fillers, aesthetics, injectables. That's what I just did. Take down this number, 972-460-9003. That's 972-460-9003 for the special Brian Glenn special. That's right. You get discount off things like Botox, Dysport, Restylane, Juvederm. All these things make you look and feel younger instantly. I know way too much about that. So don't forget, call 972-460-9003 for a special discount for just listening to this show. Go to TotalMedSolutions.com for more information. That's TotalMedSolutions.com. Do it today. Look younger instantly. TotalMedSolutions.com.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz, and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at Rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention JP, Kathy, and the crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling, as the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high-fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at SilverbackGorillin.com. Get your grilling on!
Yeah! Your experts in business throughout North Texas. 620 AM KEXB.
Boy, I tell you what, folks, it's more than a feeling, all right, especially when you wake up with JP, Kathy, and the crew, because we are off the hook on 620 AM KEXB.
Are we off the hook even on a Tuesday?
On a Tuesday. We are
usually,
today.
Usually we're just off the hook on Friday.
Not today. We got Kathy to my left. Say howdy, folks.
Howdy, folks. So there glad to have you with us. Hope you're having a great day. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
We've got Sharavius calling in from Hotlanta. Good morning, Sharavius.
Good morning, folks. And by the way, President Obama, he don't waste his time on jamborees. He spent his time saving the country.
Yeah, that's fine.
Shut it down.
Both of you shut it down. No more
shut
time.
Shut it down.
We spent way too much time on this. Way too much time.
Sharavius, I love you, but shut it down.
Yeah, we've got to both shut it down. I want to get to this. This is more important. How about we're chipping Americans? And I'm not talking about chipping on a golf course.
Human beings and not chipping your animal.
Right. Wisconsin company to implant microchips in employees. Now, I'm picking this article up. Now, of course, all you got to do is type in putting chips in humans in Wisconsin. And you will find this. I think it's interesting that we're doing this in Wisconsin. To me, this seems like something that is the antithesis of the American way. And Wisconsin's kind of like that all-American dairyland cheese.
And that's why I was shocked that it was out of Wisconsin.
California,
even more so.
California, Silicon Valley,
New York, for some reason, I think I would have... I still would have been shocked by this story, but it would have been like, well, you know, the land of granola and taxes, or well, okay, they try to make themselves progressive or whatever. But no.
Yeah, because I kind of get it for those, but I don't get Wisconsin. But anyways, they are microchipping their employees. You can find this anywhere on the internet. I'm finding it from I went to the ABC 5 story out of Wisconsin, and here's what they're doing: they're taking a microchip that's the size of a grain of rice. And they're implanting it in that extra layer of skin that you have between your thumb and your forefinger. And this is going to allow the company to allow their employees. Now, this sounds great, right? No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. First of all, this part, if you pinch this, it kind of hurts a little bit. Like if you put
mine's
your nail
too fatty.
In it.
See, I don't hurt. I don't feel that.
Well, still, if you press. See, that would
I'm
be
fat.
Jacked. And it, no,
but
you're
I'm fat.
No,
so.
Oh, you've lost a lot of weight, JP.
But I'm still fat.
There's a pressure point in there somewhere.
There is.
I don't feel it.
There is a pressure point.
Maybe mine's dead.
But here's the thing. You could feel, even though it's the size of a grain of rice, you could feel that because it's like fatty skin tissue.
Yeah. It'd be no taco bueno, as I like to say. So here's
the
thing.
Yeah, not at all. Not a sponsor.
Yeah, not a sponsor, by the way.
We'll take them, though.
Ooh, absolutely. So here's the bottom line. This is what the chief executive officer, Todd Westby, has to say. It's the next thing that's inevitably going to happen, and we want to be a part of it. So I guess if inevitably we're going to have nuclear war, you should want to be a part of it just because it's inevitable. Wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. And China's already started this stuff, folks. I'm telling you, man, this is Tom Cruise in Minority Report all over again. That's what this is.
I mean, this is like every sci-fi movie gone wrong where, yeah. I mean, I start thinking of like Logan's Run and all, even back into the 70s kind of a thing. This is
Blade Runner. Hey, Blade Runner is coming.
Go.
They're getting ready to bring that back out again.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Boy, Harrison Ford is not running as fast.
Is that the guy who don't have any legs who killed that lady overseas?
That was his nickname, yeah.
Yeah, Blade Runner. You're thinking about the guy who
Oscar Pretorius,
a double amputee. Yeah, who's no Blade Runner the movie from back in the day. They're getting ready to reboot.
Yeah, and they're rebooting it with Harrison Ford. But anyways, I digress. So, bottom line is that this company is using this technology so that they can have their employees go to the break room to a kiosk, put their hand up to the kiosk so they can buy their food. So that means their credit card and personal information is going to be tied to this microchip. Number two, it allows them to get into the building. Number three, it allows them to log on to their computer.
It's how they tune in, let their boss know they're at work.
Right. So here's my thing. How lazy have we gotten?
That you don't even want to carry a phone or a credit card.
I mean, how lazy have we gotten, right? I mean, people from the 1940s will be looking at us going, are you serious?
Yeah.
Our forefathers who wrote the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and other documents of major significance.
I don't think they had microchip implanting. That's not
anywhere
in the Constitution.
That's not part of the Constitution, no.
Yeah. Life, liberty, and the pursuit to have
of
a microchip.
Right.
And let a big brother follow you around all the time.
Yeah, well, and that's what we got away from when we broke away from England. We were tired of Big Brother telling us what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. And here we are in the year 2017, and we have lost our minds due to laziness. Because someone's got to explain this to me. What advantage do you have by microchipping yourself so you could buy a sandwich in the break room and be able to log on to your computer and get into a building? You seriously can't use your key card? You seriously can't sit down and start typing on your keyboard to log into your computer? You seriously cannot break out a dollar in change to buy a sandwich from the sandwich machine? I mean, give me a break here. The next thing you know, we're going to be so lazy. And here comes Ray Bradbury. I promise you, Ray Bradbury.
Yeah. I love this.
You know, we're going to microchip your brain so you don't have to do anything but just look at a screen and it can read your mind. And so therefore, burning all the books.
Now, interesting. I want to hear Shravius on this.
All right, Shravius.
No, I would love that because think about it. I mean, Judge, we're so busy in our days. We have so much going on. So to be able to microchip our brains and look at a computer and it does our work, that would be genius. I mean, Judge, think about all the case notes you have to type up every single day, from the jail to the courthouse meetings and all that. That would be genius.
But here's the thing, Shravius. Again, so we've gotten so lazy that we can't even put a passcode in. We can't put anything in. What concerns me, and this story, I saw this yesterday on Fox. They actually did an interview of the company doing this, and some of the folks who, they were showing some of the folks who are potentially going to be getting chipped. There's like 50 folks who have volunteered for this already. And the scary thing is, they're saying that this is possibly, they're like, oh, this is the future. Passports, driver's license, all your information is going to be there. And then one of the bosses was like, oh, and we're not tracking like inactivity on if you're working or not. We're not concerned about this. This is just for the ease of buying things like at a convenient, you know, at a small convenience store kiosk and being able to log into your computer. And I'm like, how do you know that your boss is not monitoring you? How do you know that people aren't timing you on how long you're in the bathroom? Or my gosh, listening to you at the bathroom at some point. I mean, this screams invasion of privacy, invasion of my body. I mean,
how about Griswold versus Connecticut? That's all I got to say. Shravius, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was going to ask, how does it invade your privacy on your body, Cassie?
Well,
because it's a chip in your body, and my gosh, so how do you know they can't hear you when you're at home? I mean, if you've got smart
and
TVs.
And it's not a potato chip.
Yeah. If you've got, you know, smart TVs that they say that even when they're off could potentially be recording what conversations and video of what you're doing in front of this TV, how do you know where the constraints, where the limitations are on this chip? You don't, unless you're the creator of the chip.
Well, the only thing I have to say is whatever sounds you're making at home, just make sure they're pretty good sounds.
You know, you're being funny and glib.
Yeah, but there's a big but there.
Well, here's the breakdown, right? First of all, you're relying on a company to not want to find out what's going on. Now, we've already found out that computer companies decided that they would put in a back door to your cameras and would allow themselves to log on to your computers, even when your computer was off, and be able to activate your camera so they could see into your home and see into your lives. Let's not forget that. That story broke about, what, 10 years ago, Kathy, when we found out that computer companies had figured out how to activate those cameras, and they would activate your camera and actually watch you in your home. Number one. Number two, let's not forget that you're relying on corporate America. And there's plenty of sci-fi movies out for this where corporate America tries to take over the United States, for goodness sakes, and ends up running the country, running the prison systems, running everything to their benefit. This isn't a everybody's for everybody, sit, join hands and sing kumbaya. This is a bad, bad day.
Well, and let me tell you, Devona, who's one of our regular listeners, hello, Devona. She's a member of our family, the JP, Kathy, and the crew family. She says, what happens when you lose that job? Is it obsolete? Do they take the little rice microchip out?
Yeah, well.
Or, you know, does that just stay in you? I mean, again, these are questions that has anybody... Before I would volunteer for something like this, and it sounds like, Shravius, you may be up for something like this. There are too many questions, and it just seems to me like they would know every bit of activity. And I know we live our life out on social media and Facebook, and especially like things like Snapchat and things of that nature, and everybody watches everybody do everything. At some point, what about privacy? What about...
Let me ask you a question, Kathy.
Okay.
If we can put it in dogs, why can't we put it in humans?
And for some reason, I knew you were going to bring up the microchipping in dogs, which my dog has a microchip. And here's the thing. A dog is an animal that, and you know, again, unless you have a very well-trained dog, most dogs, if they get out of your house or out of your backyard, they'll run. And you want to be able to find them. Dogs can't pick up a cell phone and call you. Dogs can't... dogs can't go up to the nearest police officer and say, I live over off of such and such street and I'm lost. A dog is an innocent, an animal who can't help themselves like a human can.
Well, and, you know, Bob Mearns has chimed in on my Facebook page this morning and he says, you know, that thing's got major, major issues, Fourth Amendment issues, I mean, et cetera and et cetera. And he's right. I mean, this isn't just a liberty and freedom thing. I mean, this truly is a constitutional nightmare all the way up and down the Bill of Rights. And it's ridiculous. And, you know, Diana Kolb on my feed says, what about we going to start microchipping children now as well? Don't forget to microchip the child.
Yeah, so like when you're in the after the delivery room, they do the little prints of your handprint and your feet print for the birth certificate. And then they're like, oh, and here's your chip.
Yeah.
Here's your electronic microchip to follow you the rest of your life.
Right.
And so, can I say something? Dogs don't have Fourth Amendment rights.
Not yet, anyways. Yeah, we're moving that direction.
Good point, but hey, wait, yeah.
Yeah, we're moving that direction. You must not have caught our Canadian
yeah.
Supreme Court ruling where dogs can have sex with humans now.
Oh, yeah, that was last year.
Oh, that was
good
last
times.
Year.
Party
oh, yeah.
on, Garth.
That's real. Like,
Party
I'm not making
on,
that
Wayne.
Up. Anyways, point is that this microchipping process, check this out, folks. For a low rate of $300, this company is getting to microchip their employees. And here's what their employee or the CEO says. Don't worry. We're not going to be able to GPS you.
Right.
Really?
How do we
Give
know
me a
that?
Break. We don't know that. And they will do it. And it's called Griswold versus Connecticut. I am not going to let you implant a microchip into my body so that you can then not have the opportunity to track me. Because you say you're not going to. Liar. I know you're going to.
When
it's
was that
ridiculous.
Case?
Hey, Griswold was Connecticut way back in the 60s. Yes.
Wow.
I also think husbands should put this in their wives, too, to make sure they're accounted for.
Oh, how so? How
I've lost my, that's it. My ears are bleeding. I've got blood coming out of my ears. A little bit of my brain just exploded.
Yeah, I bet it did. Was it the microchip part?
Oh, I'm so glad I love you, Shravius.
This will keep wives accountable because sometimes they can take too long. They don't come right home. They got to do this. They got to do that. So this will be a way to make sure the husbands can keep up with their wives because they're not always honest.
Kathy's ready to jump through the microphone and choke you.
So every woman out there, if you're married, you need a chip implanted inside of you.
Well, good luck with that with your marriage.
Okay.
Yeah. So
and thank you so much for tuning in today, folks. We're having an offline conversation after the next break.
Yeah, I bet we are. You know, when we come back, we've got State Representative Jeff Leach. We're going to talk about the special session. Don't leave us on this deal. Call at 214-787-1160.
214-787-1160.
And that's 214-787-1160.
Because we're going to continue the conversation about microchipping, because I'm going to draw you an even closer linear impact between China, Minority Report,
yes,
and chipping. So
it
stay
gets
tuned.
Scarier, folks.
Oh, it gets scarier. We'll be right back. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew.
This is 620 AM KEXB. Experts in business throughout North Texas.
In Euless, watch for an accident that is taking up a left lane, 183 eastbound at Euless Main Street. And traffic is stop and go back to about Murphy Drive with delays of 5 to 10 minutes. Construction cleared in Fort Worth, 183 eastbound between Amon Carter and County Line. Traffic, though, still is slow. It's still a slow go back to 157 Industrial Boulevard. That is a look at traffic right here on 620 AM KEXB.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
Alliance for the Brave, presented by Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor, WizHunt.com, Texas Veterans Commission, Bad Boy Guns, and Young Ideas, Certified Dish Retailer. Alliance for the Brave works in support of those crossing the line of departure from service life to civilian life, bringing honor, duty, and service to their communities. Let's take care of our brave. Tune in, join in, and get plugged in with us.
That's Alliance for the Brave, tonight at 6 on KEXB 620 AM. Gallagher here for Relief Factor. You might be asking, who should consider ordering Relief Factor? Well, anyone with pain that's keeping them from doing things that bring joy to their life. Maybe taking a long walk, not having the pain, riding a bike, playing golf again without pain, opening a jar or sewing or using a hammer, even rolling out of bed every morning without pain. For me, I had hip replacement. And then I had a little bit of a scooter accident in New York, left me miserable, aches and pains until I started taking Relief Factor. Heard about them on the radio. I started to take Relief Factor, a packet in the morning, a packet in the evening. You know what? I was completely pain-free. I want to prove it to you by you taking the three-week quick start from Relief Factor. It's only $19.95. Do you know 80% of those who take the quick start order again? We know it works. So if your pain isn't worth the price of a cup of coffee a day to lower, then you're not in much pain. If it is worth it, try the three-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com or call 817-794-0031. Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Rodenbaugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Rodenbaugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at Rodenbaugh's.com. Family owned and operated since 1962, Rodenbaugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P., Kathy, and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce with a kick. When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce that stays. And you'll be go-rilling, go-rilling. Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce. I said Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce.
Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your gorillin on.
Yeah!
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow.
Welcome back to JP, Kathy, and the crew. We are sitting here. We have been talking about microchipping. In fact, I think we should just microchip all of our state representatives. That's what I was
thinking. Shut it down.
Oh, is Jeff Leach
on the phone? Especially not our favorite.
Is Jeff Leach on the phone?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my gosh. No,
he's calling in live from the house in Austin.
From his house in Austin?
From the house.
Well, we need to make it his house because everybody else has lost their mind.
Amen, brother. Good morning. I'll take Governor. Jeff Leach. Governor. I'll give that house to him.
Governor. Hey, good morning, Jeff Leach.
Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
We are off the charts this morning. Did you catch that article in Wisconsin?
Good to be with you bright and early this morning.
Hey, did you catch that article from Wisconsin where they're microchipping their employees yet?
No, I didn't see that.
You need to catch that. We need to pass a law in Texas, Jeff, that says you cannot microchip a Texan.
You know what? We can do that. Let's not do that this special session. Let's wait for next session. We've got too much on our plate already down here.
Well, yeah, are you a little bit busy, Representative Leach? Come on. What's going on in the next 27 days or so?
And let's talk about that plate. What's happening down there, Jeff, with the special session in Austin?
Well, hey, it's great to be with you, and happy summer to everybody, to you and your listeners. And I didn't expect when we started this back in January for us to still be doing this in July and August. But here we are, and we're about 8 days into the special session. We've got a number of really important issues on our plate in the Texas legislature, public education, of course. There's a number of other issues that are on the call, pro-life measures. There's property tax reform. We've got about 20 issues that the governor has put on the call here for us to consider and deliberate on and ultimately vote upon. In this short 30-day window, I think all of these issues are important to the people of Texas, certainly the people of my district in Collin County. And what I'm expecting for us to do in the Texas House is to have just that. It's a serious deliberation on issues that impact the lives of Texans. And we're off to the races. We've got important committee hearings today. I've actually filed legislation that will provide specific property tax relief for our disabled veterans across the state. I've been working with veterans groups all across the state and in Collin County on this legislation. And it's essentially a token of our appreciation for our men and women in uniform who have received very serious combat-related injuries. And I'm laying that bill out today in committee. And then in my own committee, I'm vice chair of the Urban Affairs Committee. We're having a committee hearing today on a number of important issues relating to some municipal ordinances. And we're off to the races. We got a lot on our plate, but it's an honor and a blessing to be down here serving the great people of House District 67.
Now, Jeff, do you mind if I bring the elephant out of the corner on this?
Sure.
Okay. Especially since he's a Republican. He doesn't mind at all. Well, he's a conservative. Come on.
And this is a bridge. I'm kind of being selfish about this. I'm getting ready to debate off with Christina Garcia. She and I are going to go at it on Friday over the quote-unquote bathroom bill.
We'd love for you to tune in if you can, Representative Leach, even on Facebook Live on Friday, to see this debate and chime in. We'd love your input.
Yeah. So What's going on with it down there? I mean, I know that it's thrown at the House now. What's happening with that bill?
Well, let me be very clear about a couple things. Number one, there's a lot of misinformation about the Texas Privacy Act. It's not just the bathroom bill. It's the Texas Privacy Act. There's a lot of misinformation out there about what it does, what it doesn't do. Let me try to clear up a little bit of that for you and your listeners this morning. First of all, no one, not Jeff Leach, not Dan Patrick, no one that I know of here in the legislature that's advocating for this legislation, no one wants to force any student, any child, any adult, any transgender Texan into a facility that they are not comfortable with. No one. That's not what the bill does. That's not what it is intended to do. That's not what it's designed to do. And that's not an unintended or intended consequence of the bill. So just to be very clear, this bill is not about forcing anyone to use any facility that they're not comfortable with. What this bill does do is it essentially protects and codifies in statute what our school districts across the state, like Plano and Allen, are already doing. What those school districts do, for instance, let's take Plano. If Plano has a transgender student at one of our elementary or middle schools or the high schools that comes in and says, look, I identify as a female. I may have male plumbing, but I identify as a female. I don't want to be forced to use the boys' locker room or the boys' restroom facilities. You know what Plano does? Plano, to their credit, just like other school districts across the state, they come alongside that student and they say, you know what? We're not going to force you to use any facility you're comfortable with. We're going to make reasonable accommodations for you. We're going to let you go into the restroom or the shower facility by yourself. We're going to let you use a single occupancy facility. We're going to work with you and your parent to make you comfortable here at our school. That's what Plano does. That's what most school districts do. And that's, in my opinion, the way it should be. And that's all the bill does is it protects a school district's ability to do just that. What we have seen across the state and in some instances and in other states is some students who say, no, that's not good enough. We want to be able to use whatever facility we want. The school district needs to completely stay out of it. We want to walk into whatever shower we want to, whatever restroom we want to. And I frankly am not okay with that, nor do I believe the vast majority of Texans are okay with that. What we want to do is we want to preserve the school district's abilities to work with those students and their parents to make reasonable accommodations for them and their families.
You know, it's interesting.
And that's what the bill does.
It's interesting, Representative Leach. I don't know if you're friends on Facebook with Michael Williams, who's a former, RPT officer. I believe he was general counsel for the RPT. He was former railroad commissioner, former TEA commissioner. And he said that he never thought all these decades ago when he came out as a Republican, and that was kind of done tongue in cheek, he said, never thought that we would be discussing boys and girls and which restroom they should go into. I think people are just kind of scratching their head saying, what has happened that this has to be a point of discussion?
Well, I never thought 35 years ago that we'd be having this conversation either, that we would even be having the conversation that it would be okay or permissible or even acceptable for us to have boys that are walking into facilities, private, intimate restroom and shower facilities with girls. And people can say this is a non-issue, this is a solution in search of a problem. But the reality is we have seen instances across the state, not a ton of them, but some, in our state and in other states across the nation that have led us to believe that we need to set forth a policy to provide guidance to our school districts on this issue. And so we're considering it. And by the way, Republicans and Democrats here in Austin support the bill. That's something that the media is not reporting on. The vast majority of Texans that have polled on this issue, over 65% of Texans support this bill. So all I'm asking for from House leadership, who seems intent on opposing and killing this bill, is to allow us to have a public deliberation and a debate on the floor of the Texas House, out in the open, in the daylight, so that people can hear us, see us, deliberate on this, and ultimately see how we vote on it.
And thank you so much, Representative Leach. And if you'll continue to update us on this oh-so-important topic. A friend of yours and mine, Clay, and I know he's spoken with you about this, but I think this is important because a lot of our folks in our listening audience have special needs children. He said the special ed voucher bills need things to make them more effective. One, add spending to public ed funding for students with more severe disabilities who private schools won't take, and then two, a way for poor families or economically challenged families who can't afford the tuition gap can participate. So did you have any response to that? I know you and him have discussed that.
Yeah, and look, Clay and I've got a really, really great relationship. You know, one of the things I appreciate about Clay, and I don't know if he's listening in this morning, but you know, Clay obviously has some challenges that that many don't have. And instead of just sitting back and griping and arguing and telling politicians how terrible they are and how we can't get anything done, what Clay has done is he's come alongside of us in Austin and said, look, we're not going to agree on everything, but here are some ideas, here's some proposed solutions, here's some reasoned approaches to public policy proposals for you to consider that would benefit Texans in a real way, that would benefit Texas parents and their children. And I so appreciate that about Clay. And so he has communicated with me and other state representatives, his own state representative, Representative Shaheen, and has proposed some very real solutions that we're working hard on here in the legislature. I don't frankly know whether we're going to get the opportunity to hear that bill on the floor of the Texas House. That decision is largely out of my control in the hands of House leadership and the House Public Education Committee. But if I get the opportunity to amend that bill, to make it stronger and to make it better and to take some of Clay's ideas, I will certainly, eagerly, aggressively take the opportunity to do so.
Well, and just for our just for our listeners' sakes, that's to help parents with special needs children.
Yes.
Who we have a big, huge bunch of gaps where we're not able to fill those gaps in and help support those families. And so Clay's working side by side. That's right. Clay working side by side with a legislative team out of Collin County anyways, to try to make that better.
Yeah, and we've tried really hard. I can only speak for Jeff Leach and my office, my team. You know, I'm a state representative. My job is to advocate on behalf of the 180,000 people who live in House District 67, that they don't expect me to agree with them on every single issue. But what they do expect me to do is to roll up my sleeves and to go to work on their behalf. And the only way that I can do that effectively is to listen to them, to communicate with them, to be a sounding board, yes, to sometimes be a punching bag, if that's what I need to be. But I invite and welcome my constituents and constituents all across Collin County, North Texas, across the state. If you have ideas, if you have solutions, if you have concerns or problems, to reach out to me and communicate with me, because the only way that I can effectively represent them and fight on their behalf is to communicate with them. And I welcome and eagerly invite that communication.
All right. Well, Jeff, hey, we appreciate what you do down in Austin.
Thank
and thank you,
so you much
for spending the session and now special session with JP, Kathy, and the crew and our listeners. We appreciate the information, and so do our listeners. Thank you so much,
Jeff.
We do.
Have a blessed day.
All right, God bless. Y'all have a great day.
God bless. You too. Thank you, Jeff. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. When we come back, China, Minority Report, and chips.
More microchipping. Woo! And not, like you said, not potato chips.
Not potato chips. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is 620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
Watch for an accident in Euless, 183 eastbound at Euless, Maine. It's taking up two right lanes of traffic this morning. In Irving, 183 westbound near Grauweiler, you've got an accident. Two right lanes are blocked there. And your backup is to about I-35 east, Emmons Freeway. You've got delays approaching 15 to 20 minutes at this point. And that is a look at traffic right here on 620 AM KEXB.
Have we got a show for you? Join Tony Bishara with the Job Search Solution Show, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. right here on 620 AM KEXB. As president of Babbage & Associates, Tony Bishara has authored 4 best-selling books and has frequently appeared as an expert guest on radio and TV talk programs, offering advice on how to find a job or change careers in this difficult economy. So make sure you're listening to the Job Search Solution Show, weekdays at 8 p.m. right here on 620 AM KEXB.
Are you in the know? Hi, I'm Brian Glenn. Join me weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 for my show, In the Know. We'll explore all the cool and unique places that make up North Texas. Hear the stories behind the people, the places, and issues of today. From Wall Street to your street. Get In the Know. Join me for In the Know with Brian Glenn right here on 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has 2 convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's day program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4-6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972-680-8986 or New Directions Counseling.com.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation is free.
Your retirement should be your second childhood without parental supervision. You should enjoy yourself, have fun, and stay out late. That's why it's critical to have the right financial plan so that your money will last as long as you do. If you're retired or retiring soon, you can't afford to miss this special edition free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose Arlington Thursday, Plano August 1st, or Fort Worth August 2nd. Seating is limited. Make your reservation now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0300.
You're listening to 620 AM KEXB.
And I'm telling you what, with today's news, I am not getting a good feeling. My feeling is way bad. Welcome back to JP, Kathy, and the crew right here on 620 AM KEXB. Before we get started, because I'm going to need some of this therapy myself, we need to talk about hormone therapy because that's important for a good balance in life. And boy, amen. Kathy, amen, right? Tell you what, and Dr. Jill is awesome. So this segment has been brought to you by Hormone Harmony Life Balance. Hormone Harmony provides natural hormone balancing therapy using quality compounded bioidentical pellets. They provide a comprehensive review of symptoms and medical history, testing that may include saliva, urine, or blood laboratory analysis, highest quality supplementation to correct your hormone imbalance and get your groove back. Call 682-400-8585. That's 682-400-8585 or visit www.hormoneharmonylifebalance.com to schedule your appointment today. Well, talking about being out of balance, What are we thinking when we start allowing companies to put microchips in us? And that's what's happening with a Wisconsin company. If you're just now joining us, that's the story breaking. For $300, for a measly $300, this company is microchipping their employees, and employees are actually excited about this.
I'm like, I mean, 50 volunteered right away.
Yeah, right away. Yeah, losing their minds.
I would have left my job before I would let somebody put a microchip in me.
Well, and let's go back and not forget, again, computer companies had the ability to access your computer camera, turn your computer on, and actually see what you were doing, and they had the ability to do it with phones as well. We forget about that. You know, Big Brother is watching. Don't be an idiot. And I know I said the word idiot. I shouldn't have, but I'm going to again. Don't be an idiot. If you think they're not going to turn on a GPS tracking system to find out where their employees are, you're wrong.
How do you know?
Yeah,
that's
you
the thing.
Don't.
How do they're like, oh no, we don't even track productivity. Really? Because literally they can tell how long your hands are on the keyboard, if you have a headset, how many times you tap. I mean, they can literally
Oh, it's way bad. This is Griswold versus Connecticut all over again, folks, where police are stomping down your doors because they think that you're having either homosexual sex or you're having improper sex with your wife. I mean, this is way bad, where they're watching in your home, and the United States Supreme Court's already ruled on this. The answer is no, you can't do this. It's a violation of privacy, and as Bob Mearns even points out, it's a Fourth Amendment violation, not to mention pretty much all up and down the Bill of Rights. But let me get further on this. In China, and it's coming this way, it is moving west. If you don't think so, then you need to go get drug tested. Bottom line is in China, they are retina software hardware checking out all of their citizens, and they're giving their citizens a citizen ranking. That's right, citizen ranking. A woman riding her bicycle crosses the street against the light, and her picture pops up on a big screen in the intersection that says, you have jaywalked this intersection now multiple times.
Right.
Your citizen rating has dropped. I mean, really?
It's insane. That's one of those things that was in a movie.
Yes, called Minority Report. And what is a citizen rating?
Then you know what? Then all the people who are walking around taking selfies, not paying attention to the other people walking around, then we need to have citizen ratings for those folks.
Yeah. I mean, bottom line, though, is where does this citizen rating come from? And really, we're going to trust the Communist Republic of China, the Politburo, to decide whether or not you are a good citizen or not? I mean, those guys are idiots. They're not even good citizens. Give me a break. And I don't care if I've just offended the entire Chinese government. I hope I have. Bottom line is this, is that they're doing it in China. They're doing it to control crime. Well, if you remember right, Minority Report was doing it to control crime as well, pre-crime arrests. And it was infiltrated with people that were immoral, unethical, and used the system for their own benefit. If you don't think this is going to happen, then you have got to check your brain the next time you go out, because it's happening and it's going to happen. Because anytime you open the door for the ability to be able to find out information that you don't suppose or you're not supposed to have against people, you're going to do it so you can track them. And you're not going to tell anybody until someone finds out. And that's what's going to happen here, folks, if you start getting microchipped. This goes back to the same thing as the national licensing thing, where we're going to be able to put a chip on you and be able to detect you. They now have it where if you drive under a highway, I don't know if you saw this, on a Texas highway, where they can now read your license plate and determine if you've got a warrant or not, and come after you for a speeding ticket. Wrong. You know what? Too bad. It's not fair. It's not it's an invasion of your privacy. It's way bad. We've got retinal cameras in China coming our way that are going to be able to read their citizens no matter where they go. We're going to start chipping you. We're going to start the whole Minority Report thing, pre-crime. We're going to be arresting you before you commit a crime because we're going to be able to see your thoughts, supposedly. I know you're saying, JP, you've lost your mind. No way. That's all science fiction. Let me tell you something. Ray Bradbury, when he wrote Fahrenheit 451, saw this coming. George Orwell saw this coming.
Yep.
You guys can call that fiction, but it's becoming nonfiction today.
Well, and I go back to, you know, I mentioned George Orwell at the very beginning of the show. Now, Yoram Solomon, Plano ISD board member, school board member, who's a dear friend of both of ours, he was even saying, and I thought this was funny, he said, the chips are probably made in China anyways. And you know what? probably right. It probably says, so you've got a chip implanted in you in America that says made in China, probably.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. And then he also, to be funny, said, do you remember when 1984 was in the future? And I'm like, yeah, I'm old enough to, I'm old enough to have read that book. Wasn't too far away, but it was. But I read the book before it was 1984.
So here's what we're doing. We are going to allow companies to go out and monitor us. We're going to allow companies to put our personal information, private information, financial information on a microchip so that you are, because you're too lazy to pull out your credit card, debit card, or a couple bucks to buy at the food kiosk. You're too lazy to log on.
To swipe your phone.
Yeah, well, to log on to your computer. You're too lazy to use your badge, so you're going to let them microchip you. Are you serious? Have you lost your mind?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, well, yeah, some people, they may need the money to be microchipped. I mean, but who knows? I mean, I'm certain there's a timeline. You could be maybe you could be microchipped for 30 days, 60 days, or a year. So I'm certain you don't have to keep the microchip in forever. So I'll get microchipped.
And you know what? Then you volunteer for it, honey. It's Travis, because I'm not. You know what? And you said something that just made me think you could do it temporarily. Then do they have to make an incision to take it out? And is it safe? Is it healthy? Does it cause cancer? I mean, there's all kinds of, I'm thinking of health issues too, because I'm just thinking, what happens if you, and here's something else that's, and then this is how the taxpayers are going to pay for it. When these folks end up having some kind of weird thing like carpal tunnel or some kind of weird, there's going to be some kind of a syndrome that goes with having this chip implanted. And then the taxpayers are going to pay for it when they sue the state and the country for it.
Kathy, just remember, whatever goes in, it got to come out.
Okay, you know, that's not totally true at all, but I'm telling you something. If, you know, this has got the writings of end times. I've already had people comment, this is like Revelations, this is biblical. Here we are, we're going to start microchipping people. It falls right in line with what the Bible is saying. I mean, it falls right in line with what almost all the faiths have said, with the collapse of humanity. And this is where we're pushing towards, folks. We are pushing towards Big Brother. And who is Big Brother? Watching over us, controlling our lives. I mean, before you know it, they're going to be able to implant something that releases a poison or a toxin or blows up our head. And I know you're saying, oh, that's ridiculous. No, it's not. Total Recall is right around the corner. And Doug Biggerstaff even recognizes that. When that happens, when we start microchipping U.S. citizens, I'm going underground. I will not be microchipped. This is not happening to me. I will move wherever I've got to move to escape it. I'll eat out of a can before I have to surface and be microchipped. It's not happening.
What do I say? Everybody who's been prepping for the zombie apocalypse, we're going to be the ones who are happy.
Well, folks, everybody have a great day out there in Dallas-Fort Worth. Join us tomorrow. Big show, big show on JP, Kathy, and the crew.
Senator Van Taylor,
special session. Folks, don't forget
Friday. Thank you, Representative Leach.
All right, folks, everybody have a great day. We'll see you.
Love you guys. Have a blessed day.
KEXB.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Madison Reed, and my mom named her revolutionary hair color company after me. My mom taught me that women can do anything they set their mind to.
Hi, I'm Madison's mom, Amy Errett. I founded Madison Reed with the idea to create luxurious, ammonia-free, salon-quality, at-home hair color that saves women time and money. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, multi-dimensional, shiny hair. I'm proud to say Madison Reed is a female-led company. From our chief marketing officer to our master colorist, we are all women and top experts in our field. Founded in love, we are a hair color company led by women, made for women. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code GRATEFUL. That's code GRATEFUL.
Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Bingo.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education. Learn about available